Okay, as we get started with Fact or Bullcrap today, the part of Tom will be played by Zach. That means that the competition will be just as strenuous. It will be just as deadly. Two men enter, one man leaves. However, today's scoring will not count. We can't allow a winner loss by Zach to count onto Tom's record.
Also, so, I'm not wearing a baseball cap, so it doesn't quite.
Oh.
It's not quite the same.
The subject matter, we've heard a lot about athletes biting people in the news recently. So today's topic is Mike Tyson, who turned 48 years old on Monday. Are we ready?
Yes. I am ready.
Bring it. Sir? All right. First of all, fact or bullcrap? Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's right ear.
I'm going to say bullcrap. I think it was the left.
I believe it's the left ear too. Bullcrap.
It's fact. It was his right ear, not his left. Okay. Statement number two. Tyson is banned from boxing for life because of the ear-biting incident. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to also say bullcrap.
I believe that's bullcrap, too. I think he's fought since.
It was bullcrap. He was banned for life in 1997, but then they lifted the ban in 1998. So for
life is not really life, and besides, well, there's promoters and money to be made.
I think what they did is they banned him for his life expectancy, which was 1 year. Mike Tyson used to be the highest paid athlete in the world. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's a fact.
You know, those fighters, the reason that he might not be is that sometimes these fighters only fight once a year, so they don't get as much of a payday.
Yeah.
Bullcrap.
All right. It's fact. In 1990, he made $28.6 million. The next down was boxer Buster Douglas at $26 million. And then Michael Jordan came in number three at $8.1 million.
You got to realize, Chris, that these boxers, they make Floyd Mayweather, his fights get more than 2 million buys on pay-per-view every time he fights, and he gets a huge chunk of that money.
Yeah.
All right, statement number four. Mike Tyson has a tattoo on his arm of China's former communist leader, Mao Zedong. Fact or bullcrap?
It's out there enough. I'll go fact.
It's Mao Zedong's tongue. No, I think that's fact.
Mickey Mouse's tongue. It is fact. It's on his right arm, and he got it after he read the book about him in prison.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Never mind. It was Mike Tyson. That answers the question I was about to ask. Why would you do that? The Nintendo game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out dropped the Mike Tyson part in 1990. Instead, the last person you get to fight is Mr. Perfect. Fact or bullcrap?
You know what? Mike Tyson would not be his biggest selling point now if you want the software to live on. I think this is fact.
I'll say bullcrap because I think it was a different person that you had to fight at the end, but I could be wrong.
Wow, it is bullcrap. The last fighter was Mr. Dream. Mr. Perfect was a WWF wrestler.
That's right. Kurt Hennig, rest in peace.
I'm being schooled by the replacement contestant. It's 4-2, Zach Leeds.
But it doesn't count. Okay, just let the guy have his...
Just let me have this one, Seth, okay?
All right, here we go. We move on now. We're going to change subjects. Today's topic, or this subject, is Robin Williams, who, as we talked about yesterday, checked into rehab to, quote, maintain his sobriety. So here we are, the last few questions or statements about Robin Williams. Fact or bullcrap? Robin Williams was born in Scotland. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
I think he was born somewhere else. I think this is bullcrap.
It's bullcrap. During an interview in his early career, he claimed he was born in Scotland, but he had later admitted that he was high on coke when he said it, and he was actually born in Chicago. Fact or bullcrap? Mork from Mork and Mindy was originally a character on Happy Days.
Fact.
That's fact, yes.
It is fact. He was sent to Earth to kidnap Richie Cunningham, who, of course, was played by Ron Howard. Fact or bullcrap? Robin Williams was voted most likely to succeed in high school.
I kind of imagine that he was blasted out of his mind in high school. Bullcrap.
I will also say bullcrap.
Yeah, it is bullcrap. He was voted least likely to succeed. Good for him, though. I like it when guys that were voted least likely to succeed are the ones that are the most successful. I like that. Number four, statement number four. He was roommates with Billy Crystal in college. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
Billy Crystal's a New York and Long Island guy. He would have had to go to college. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. They are about the same age, but they didn't go to college together. Robin went to Juilliard, where his roommate was Christopher Reeve.
Oh.
Yeah. Figure. All right.
Tied 6-6 now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, here we are. This is it. This is the tiebreaker, the last statement. Fact or bullcrap. Robin Williams has won an Emmy, Golden Globe, Grammy, and an Oscar.
I will say bullcrap because I don't believe he's won a Grammy.
You know what? There is a Grammy category for comedy album and comedy recordings. He'd probably win one of those. This is fact for the win.
It is fact.
Ah!
As a matter of fact, he's won 2 Emmys, 6 Golden Globes, an Oscar, and 5 Grammys.
Oh, shows right. What I know.
Well, sit down, young man.
The Utes have been schooled, but an impressive show. Tom would have been proud of you. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're coming right back.
Now, the latest hit from Tom King and the Progressives.
By the lake we're sitting, fireworks ignite as red, white, and blue stream across the sky. One just landed in my hair, now I'm in intensive care. Third degree burns on my scalp now. Where'd our country go? This is not what the founding fathers planned. Liberty's on the decline lately. Capitol Hill's a joke. Corporations are bribing our congressmen. Taxes are too high, they're sleazy.
It's like living under communist control. Our freedom is swirling down the toilet bowl.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.